think, is this all there is? I'm behind these walls of Jericho, which six chariots could ride on the top. But I think that she probably in her mind and heart began to think, those are small compared to the walls around me of sin. I believe that Rahab wanted something better. I believe that Rahab wanted something divine. And I believe that Rahab wanted to be free. Interesting how God set her up not only to be saved from Jericho's fall, but to be in the lineage of Christ. Hebrews 11, verse 31 says it this way: by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, once she had received the spies with peace. Lord, bless your word tonight in Jesus' name. I want you to notice three things here. She believed. And the Bible makes a difference that she believed when the spies came and gave their testimony. She believed the message of the spies. She believed that they were sent from Joshua, sent from God. She received faith when they spoke the word to Rahab. Rahab, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God that appeared to, the God has come of Moses, and they preached to her. And I believe, my own opinion, that's when she gave her life to God. Because of the witness of the spies. How many of you know that God has placed us here as spies? We are spies. We are searching out, spying for souls for Christ. The third thing, it says, I believe she received their purpose. She received, hallelujah, their message. She received their faith. How many know you can receive someone else's faith? How many know someone else's faith can be birthed in you? That's what an altar call is. It's a birthing of a faith in someone else. We are grown by faith. You can grow by someone else's faith. So not only she received the message, she received faith, and she received their purpose. And once she came into harmony with those three things, God used her to pull the city down. But the walls of the city, like I said, were nothing compared to the walls of sin that broke through with her faith. You know, I've been planting a garden, and I went out by my shed, and I planted hot peppers, I planted pumpkin on this side I planted acorn squash. And those little things were coming up, they were so cute and everything. We had a lot of rain, it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I go out the other day and rabbits have eaten all of them. And I began to think about this. Even though Rahab had a man-made wall, God said, I'm going to be your wall. I'm going to protect you. Don't worry about Jericho. Don't worry. I'm going to protect you, Rahab, because I've got a destiny. And if you go into Matthew, the first chapter, you'll find the lineage of Christ all the way back to Rahab. God will protect you. What he's giving you. God is a wall to us. He that dwells in that secret place, God is a wall to us. And as we come through viruses, as we come through hateful things, as we come through a shaking in our land, God is a wall to you. Stay in the wall of God. Amen. Now look at Joshua chapter 2. We're going to read a little bit here. I'm not going to read the whole story. But Joshua chapter 2 and verse 9. And Rahab said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did under the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Let me tell you about the correlation of faith and my words. The correlation between her deliverance and God's favor on her had to do with four statements of faith she made. It's not always easy to speak faith in hard times. It's not always easy when you don't see the answer, but I don't have to see the answer to things working out because I have a promise for the answer. She said four things of faith in a situation where not only could she been destroyed, but her whole city would be destroyed that she lived in. She said four things. Never forget this about this situation. Again, here is a woman, Canaanite, that worshipped false gods. She was immoral. She had allowed the culture to shape her, but inside, she wanted God. Aren't you glad that God came down one day in the midst of our sin? Aren't you glad that He was merciful? And people look at Rahab, oh, what a sinner. How about Bill Smut? Oh, what a sinner. And sometimes we miss the Bibles, the faith in there, because we have a wrong concept. God looked at Rahab as potential because He saw something in her heart. She was disgusted with her lifestyle. She was disgusted praying to statues. She was disgusted about Jericho. No one came in and no one came out. She was disgusted. She didn't know how to express it. How many know God sees the heart? She had four proclamations of faith that I want us to embrace tonight during this time in the world and in our nation. Number one, she said this, I know the Lord has given you the land. I know the Lord has given you the land. I know the Lord has given the church the kingdom. I know the Lord has given our nation to His kingdom. I know the Lord has not given this land to evil. I know the Lord is going to work, and He's going to take a mess, make a message. I know the Lord has given us the city. I know that wherever you put your foot, God says, I'll give you for a place. Every place you go and share the love of God, a love of God to a cruel world, I will give you. I know the Lord's given it to you, should be our confession. God has not given our nation to the devil. God has not given our nation to hatred. God has given it to the church. The kingdom of God. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to proclaim my faith that God is going to work it all together for the church's sake. First proclamation, don't forget a second one. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea. What faith, Pastor Deb? We've heard that God is able to dry up an enemy. We have heard how that Pharaoh's army, the best in the world, and his horses, how he dried it up. We've heard that God is bigger than evil. We've heard that God is able to turn the hearts of men. We've heard it. We heard it, spies. That should be our confession. We've heard how God can move in the midst of what seems a dark day. Third thing, she says, our hearts did melt when we heard those things. Their hearts, she said, melted when we heard that God was still working. When we heard that His power still available. When we heard how He came down with His mighty hand and delivered those in slavery and bondage, those in sin, those in darkness, He delivered them. And I believe He's the same God today. I believe He's the same God that's going to turn hearts. There's ever a time when the hearts of the fathers need to be turned to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. It's now. I began as I would watch all the types of reports coming from our nation, all types of things. I think, in God, You're still the God of our nation. Our problem is a heart problem in our nation. It's always a heart problem. It always goes back to the issues of the heart. But God is able, and just like Rahab, our hearts melted when we heard that You're moving again. The last proclamation, she said, He is God in heaven above and in the earth. What a proclamation for today. Not only is He God in heaven, He's the God of this earth. Not only is He up there making mansions, He's down here. The Bible says He's the judge of the whole earth. He ruleth nations, the Bible says. So she proclaimed these four things. I know the Lord has given you the land. We've heard how the land dried up. Our hearts did melt. He's God in heaven, and He's God on the earth. He's God in Florida, and He's God in Petersburg. He's God in Canada, and He's God in Africa. If there's ever a time for the people of God to speak that which is not as though it was, but the speaking is not based on a fallacy. It's based on the promise of God. You've got to, and I've got to speak faith. If I see a need, I can speak to that need. If I see a mountain, I have the authority to speak to it. God is not mocked. He's going to cause us to reap back what we have sown. So I go back to my little garden. Oh, those little rabbits ate it all up because I didn't have a wall up. I didn't have something to protect. How many people tonight don't have the wall up? The wall's broken down. Things coming in, ideas, things that should not come in and defile the temple of God. How many people have allowed apathy to come into their spiritual life because of fear? How many have allowed little rabbits of this and that come and eat the garden of God that God has in their hearts? You see, let no purpose or evil purpose destroy your garden. Don't let anything in that's going to defile it. God's on the throne. God is treading out his wrath in the winepress. Listen, nobody gets away with anything, folks. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We're not able to process vengeance and revenge. It turns to hate. But that doesn't mean there's not concern. But let the God that built a wall around you, let him move in your life as you speak faith. Faith without works is dead. We often quote that to do physical works. But I want to tell you, you know what's more pressing and you know what demands more of you than physical works for God? Works of keeping my words full of faith. It's very easy to bang pots like Martha and do God's work, but keeping my words positive, keeping my words loving, keeping my words on God that he's going to move, that takes more work than feeding the poor. Listen, preaching, whatever work I do, keeping my words full of faith. And my wife and I, we practice that. If one of us say something, do we just get it done? Let's get back to faith. Let's start speaking. See, you got to speak it over your family. And you got to speak faith over your children. You got to speak faith over your nation. You got to speak faith. Why? Because that's how God looked at Rahab. He knew she was going to be a woman of faith. Even from, she went from the guttermost to the uttermost. Listen, God can take our nation from the guttermost to the uttermost and have a move of God like we've never seen. Jesus said, when I come back, am I going to find faith? I want you to be like Rahab tonight. Let the fear of God come back in. Get rid of negative talk. Begin to speak things. Listen, you'll be an exception. I'm talking even among believers. You can get some believers, everything's wrong, everything's negative, and just never hear any faith. You need to find somebody with more faith than you are. God takes notice when I speak faith-filled words. The devil notices when I speak negative, critical words. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Life and death is still in the power of the tongue. See, the devil wants us to convince us, well, I'm going to wait. Why don't you wait till everything goes right, then speak faith? But that's not faith then. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. If everything's going right, I don't have to hope anymore. You see, my words are so precious today. My words are so crucial today. Rahab said four things, and God says, that's my daughter down there. I mean, the intensity. You and I have never lived in a city with walls and worshiping idols and immorality and all the things and grief like that. Can't even get out, can't come in. Well, we've had hard-pressed things. But God found her, and she became a woman of faith. Can God find us tonight? When 90% people are bent on negatives, let's speak faith. I know this is hard. I know this situation is not, but God's going to move in this thing. God's going to turn hearts. God's going to heal our land. Because we can't do it. I said, we cannot heal our land. We're not going to ever heal our land. Only God can do it. And this woman that hid despise, this woman that caused faith to arise in her heart, when the day came and they surrounded the city, she looked out their window and she already knew the plan. How many know we already know the plan, the purpose of God? We already know the word of God. She said, oh, yeah, that's what they said one time. So she went back, started packing her bags. Their children probably say, Mommy, that was one time. You told us 7 hours. Yeah, I told you that. Well, do your homework, Johnny. She baked a cake. Amen. Second day. Amen. They had a nice turkey dinner. And they had, Mommy, aren't you upset? No, I'm just, the spies told me all was going to happen. Mommy, it's the sixth day. Mommy, what's going to happen? Oh, just get ready, get your stuff packed. Go to sleep. Turn off the internet, the TV. The next day, there were people all ready to take them out. Listen, we're in the world, but not of it. God has given you the Word of God. God has given you teachers and preachers and pastors to take you out of the evil of the world, the thinking and the speech, and to direct ourselves out of those walls that could crumble on us. There's many people today, even believers, their faith has crumbled because they've allowed hate and unforgiveness and revenge to crush them. It's not God's plan. We've got to have a bigger outlook than that. And there's only one bigger outlook, and that's God. She said, you know what? He's God in heaven, but he's God on the earth. He's not up there sleeping, neither slumbers, nor sleeps. Amen. He's looking down at the Rock Church of Peter. He's looking down in my life. Bill, despite what you see, hear, and taste, can you still proclaim I'm God? Bill, despite what's trying to crush you, can you say I'm God on this earth as well as heaven? Can God find a people? Can God find a congregation that when they come in, it's not a social club, it's not a cultural club, it's where the kingdom rules, righteousness, peace, and joy, and where people of faith, not perfect people, but people of faith, have decided to be like Rahab, to pack our bags from things that will hurt us, and enter thou into the company of believers, amen, in word and fellowship and deed. You know, when I get to heaven, I want to definitely meet Rahab. Say, how did you do it? If you had not turned to God after the message from the spies, and if you had not gotten faith, I wouldn't be talking to you now. She would have perished. But the spies, they told her about God, told her about Joshua. She had already heard about it, the different things that God had done, but they kind of, they were like the two preachers. Two preachers went. One was a preacher, one was a teacher. One started preaching to her, Rahab, come on. The other one started teaching. Let me tell you, methodically, this is what God has done. And back to the preaching. Come on, sister. Come on, you got to believe this thing. Receive God. The other one said, yeah, this is how you do it. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And she had a change, conversion. She changed the history of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She was a Canaanite woman. See, God respects no persons. God doesn't have favorites. We're all his favorites. If someone's blessed more than the other, it's not because God favors them more. It goes back to Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder. Those that diligently seek him. That's how favor comes. Not wearing myself out, not burning myself out for God, but my heart burning for him day after day. The older I get, the more I realize the balance between, well, let me just say this. I've learned the last 3 months during this virus that God is more concerned about whom I'm becoming than what I'm doing for him. I say that again. God is more concerned in the, and if you talk to any preacher or pastor, everybody's schedule at this stop, this cancel, and I begin to realize, God, you're more concerned about what I'm becoming than what I'm doing. You know, Elijah went through that thing, and he got tired, and his plans, he said, Lord, I'm the only one left. He goes, no, you're not. I got 7,000 never bowed the knee. 7,000 prophets, Elijah. I'm trying to make you something. And all I believe in working for God and serving, we know that. But if this thing, the virus and all this stuff has caused me personally to examine, is what I'm becoming matching to what my goals are in the ministry? Do I have the character? Do I have the integrity? Do I have the purity? Do I have my marriage and my home in order? Can I compare that to my goals and aspirations in the ministry? Not that there's a perfect person, but is my reach towards God not only to know Him, but my other hand to reach up and be like Him before I ever do my ministry? And if anything, these 3 months, I've had to throw out some negative thinking, some negative attitudes. You see, it's not how we start, folks. It's how we finish. How are we going to finish? Shall I find faith on the earth? Will I have the faith of God developed and matured when I cross the finish line? Rahab never thought she'd be in the lineage of Christ. How about for you tonight? The eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered into your heart, the things God has prepared. But He'll reveal them to us by His Spirit if we press on to know Him. If we keep faith, not unbelief, not fear. Keep love, because faith worketh by love. There are things we need to commit to God and leave it at His feet, because we can't fix it. But we can be part of the solution with living a life of faith, a life of love, and a life of hope. Let's not be like my hot pepper plants, acorn squash, and pumpkins. Let's not let rabbits of wrong thinking eat the garden of God. For whatsoever things are pure, lovely, good report, think on those things. Who am I talking to? Talking to me? How many times I have to go to God and release things, or it'll consume me? God, I'm not God. I'll do my part, but I'm not God. If God can find a people of faith like Rahab, He'll have such a deliverance anointing in that congregation. She was delivered. She was healed. She was set free. Is there no balm in Gilead? Yes, there is. God's looking for people of faith. God's looking for people who will keep their confession of faith. For we have a high priest who is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. It's the grace of God that's kept us. It's the faith of God that builds us. It's the love of God that perfects us. Heavenly Father, tonight we receive Your word. I pray for everyone listening, the Lord, their profession of faith, their confession of faith in this hour will become even more important and crucial to their Christian experience. May we forever please You with faith in You and Your word. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,